Well, water has long been a contentious issue here in our state, and despite recent rainfall easing the drought situation considerably, many remain on high alert when it comes to water quantity and quality. And one of those producers who has had to fight the water battle here recently is Joshua Moore, a watermelon grower in Gilchrist County who has been wrapped up in a dispute over irrigation of a watermelon field that butts up to a water bottling plant.
Make a long story short, they come in there and tried to shut the whole deal down just because they thought that I was going to contaminate the aquifer with the fertilization that I put out for the watermelon.
Moore contends that the field in question has always been in agriculture, along with several other fields in close proximity, but adds that the issue of water and water rights is just another issue that they as farmers are having to deal with.
Every year it's been getting tougher and tougher. I've been around farming all my life. My father has grew watermelons since in the 70s, my stepfather, and that's who I'm still farming with. And the older he gets, he don't like to do the paperwork. So I've took on that side of it and go with a headache. But it's definitely getting tougher. You know, every year it just seems like you have to do more things to get permits and jump through hoops to make everybody happy.
Moore says as for this year's crop, he was one of the last ones to plant due to the water permitting issue, which was finally somewhat resolved through a temporary water use permit.
I get water month to month for my crop, and it looks like I'm going to get it all the way through my watermelon crop. But this particular piece of property I have leased for about 6 years on my contract, and this was my first year. Therefore, I want to make sure that I get the permitting that I need to water for the next 6 years, you know, because it's the particular field I got planted in watermelons. I got another parcel that joins it that I could use the same well. So I'm already in far enough that I'm not backing down. You know, I'm going to fight it till the end because I feel like I'm in the right. It's agriculture. And that's what we stand for and we believe in.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.